This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. President-elect Joe Biden says the United States will be ready to lead again on the global stage after he succeeds President Donald Trump in January, pledging to work together with Washington's allies abroad. This comes as Biden introduced his picks for top diplomatic and national security posts. AP's Tim McGuire reports.
President-elect Joe Biden pulls from the ranks of Washington veterans, announcing his nominations to key national security and cabinet posts.
It's a team that will keep our country and our people safe and secure. It's a team that reflects the fact that America is back.
Biden's nominees are a clear departure from President Trump, whose cabinet has largely consisted of men, almost all of them white. Biden's picks include several women and people of color, some of whom would break barriers if confirmed to their new positions, including Avril Haines as the first woman nominated as Director of National Intelligence and Alejandra Mayorkas, the first immigrant nominated to head the Department of Homeland Security. Tim McGuire, Washington.
The UN Security Council's first meeting on the conflict in Ethiopia's dissident Tigray region ended without members issuing a statement Tuesday. European members forced the closed-door discussion to be held after African countries pulled out of organizing the meeting at short notice, highlighting divisions over Security Council action on the 3 weeks of fighting. A European diplomat, also speaking on condition of anonymity, said the Europeans expressed their concerns, condemned violence of an ethnic nature, and demanded protection of civilians during the session that lasted 1 hour, 20 minutes. France, Britain, Belgium, Germany, and Estonia, backed by the United States, announced the virtual meeting after South Africa, Niger, Tunisia, and St. Vincent and the Grenadines withdrew their request because envoys have yet to travel to Ethiopia. This is VOA News. The European Union, the United States, and other donors pledged billions in new funding for Afghanistan over the next 4 years at the first pledging conference of its kind since 2016. The mostly virtual gathering in Geneva aims to salvage years of hard work to try to build peace and stability amid peace talks between the Taliban and the government. The European Union pledged 1.2 billion euros, and the U.S. offered $600 million for next year alone, but half of that is pending a review of the Afghan peace process. Britain and France on Tuesday announced their intention to ease coronavirus restrictions in the run-up to Christmas as a second wave of infections subsides following weeks of lockdowns in Europe. In a televised evening address, French President Emmanuel Macron announced that shops could reopen this Saturday and that nationwide stay-at-home orders would be lifted on December 15th. The British authorities also announced on Tuesday that restrictions on social mixing and travel would be eased across Britain over the Christmas, with up to three families allowed to mix over the festive period. Meanwhile, the Thanksgiving holiday in the U.S. could be a make-or-break time for the virus response. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
Among the doctors worried about a post-holiday COVID-19 spike, David Rubin, the director of Policy Lab at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. He says they have had Thanksgiving circled on the calendar.
This one is a holiday that involves generations spending time together. And with the amount of transmission we're seeing right now, I think there's a sufficient amount of concern that we're likely to see a big jump about a week or a week and a half after the holiday.
And with Christmas and New Year's ahead of us?
For many areas, we just don't know what the top of the peak looks like. And with hospitals now seeing a tremendous amount of pressure around capacity, that's where all of our concerns need to be right now.
I'm Shelley Adler.
China has launched a lunar mission to bring back rocks and debris from the moon's surface for the first time in more than 40 years. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
China has launched an ambitious mission named after the Chinese moon goddess. It's the country's boldest lunar mission yet. If successful, it will be a major advance for China's space program, and some experts say it could pave the way for bringing samples back from Mars or even a crewed lunar mission. Lander time on the moon, though, is scheduled to be short and sweet, only staying one lunar daytime, or about 14 Earth days, because it lacks the radioisotope heating units to withstand the moon's freezing nights. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For more on today's news, go to voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.